Hey, this is Zachary Cliffs. You're listening to the Digital Journalism Podcast. This is the first and final episode of the series, and you're about to hear an interview I just did with my roommate, Matt.
I'm Matt Place.
Matt is a programmer by choice, and this clicking you hear are keys on a keyboard. So here am I, walking into my door after a long day of school, and there's just always this constant clicking of Matt programming.
Oh, hey, Matt.
Matt is a computer science student at the University of Utah and wants to make video games someday.
The end goal is to create computer games, I guess. It's kind of like been the lifelong dream since being a kid, playing games on the Commodore 64.
How do you think video games are going to be in the future? Like, what do you think the future of video games is?
I think the future of video games, we're just going to keep going in the direction we're going now, which is interesting inputs and interesting ways to perceive the video games. So we're actually going to see a lot more of the Oculus Rift, I think.
The Oculus Rift is a virtual reality visor you wear in your head, by the way.
Either it's the Oculus Rift, where you're in the game, and it's very much kind of a more personal VR kind of a situation, or like Microsoft's one, where it takes the game and it puts it around you. Like on their headset, you can play a version of Minecraft on your coffee table, and that looks amazing. Or you can blow up a virtual dynamite on your own wall, and then see through it is this whole landscape of, you know, Minecraft stuff. Other than that, it's just going to be more and more of telling interesting stories using the game medium, because it really just puts you in that first person perspective as the character. Instead of just watching it passively, you're actually making the choices and experiencing it. So we're going to see a lot of very interesting things that way.
Hey, this is Zach. Thanks for listening to this short little podcast. However, this is not even half of the conversation Matt and I had. To check out the full conversation, click the link below in the description. It'll take you to the full interview. Once again, thanks for listening.